Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 162. Mayberry's a rocket. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's, pick up the Andy Griffith Show 50th Anniversary Best of Mayberry DVD, or all kinds of other Mayberry items over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/2chairs. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3. Check them out at audibletrial.com/2chairs. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, for Two Chairs No Waiting, the Andy Griffith Show fan podcast. And it's great to have you here with us in Mayberry. Whatever time of day you're listening, I always say this evening, but whatever time of day you might be listening, I'm glad you're here and I hope you're going to enjoy yourself. Well, as I said, this is going to be called Mayberry is a Rockin'. So the idea for this particular podcast came from Mayberry Days, which is a surprise. You know, a lot of my ideas come from Mayberry Days every year, but Mayberry Days, they produce a I guess it's a newspaper, or it's kind of a newspaper called the Mayberry Confidential. Well, the Mayberry Confidential is produced, and it shows you all the schedule for things at Mayberry Days that year, plus all the other things the Surrey Arts Council at surreyarts.org has going on throughout the year there in Mount Airy. Well, each year, Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club, he writes an article for the Mayberry Confidential, and this year's article was called Mayberry, Rockin' for the Ages. And I wanted to just let you hear some of that because Jim Clark, you know, he's been doing the Mayberry stuff a long time, and I got to tell you, he captures Mayberry and the feel of it as well as anybody. So I want to just read this to you. I hope you're going to enjoy it. This is the article that Jim Clark had in the 2011 Mayberry Confidential that Surrey Arts Council puts out. So here's the story. It's called Mayberry, Rocking for the Ages by Jim Clark. Almost 20 years ago, country music superstar George Jones had a hit record with the song, I Don't Need Your Rocking Chair. George, who happens to be a huge Mayberry fan, was just letting folks know that he wasn't quite ready to be sitting in a rocking chair full time. Well, George turned 80 earlier this month. This is in September. And he's still filling seats at performances more than he's taken seats himself. But even George would no doubt agree that rocking chairs are actually a pretty swell thing. They're generally a big part of Mayberry. Rocking chairs go hand in hand with front porches in capturing the relaxed, easy pace and rhythm of life in Mayberry. Two Andy Griffith Show episodes that wonderfully depict the power of rocking chairs and front porches are Man in a Hurry with Malcolm Tucker and his apple peeling, and Sermon for Today, when most folks of Mayberry plan and then recover from their attempt to hastily put together a relaxing old-fashioned band concert. Whether it's Andy strumming on his guitar, Aunt Bee snapping green beans in a bowl, or Wally reading Moon Mullins in the Friday paper, a rocking chair is a perfect place to be. On a warm day, there's nothing better than gently fanning yourself while rocking on a porch. Well, okay, maybe air conditioning is pretty great too. For this column, 6 years ago, I wrote about rocking in Mayberry. Of course, that year, we were remembering the passing of Howard Morris, Mayberry's rock-throwing Ernest T. Bass. I talked about every kind of rock I could think of, from Mount Airy's giant granite rock to rock and roll music. The Surrey Arts Council theme that year was the Arts Rock. In many ways, 2001 is a different kind of rocky time for our country. The recent East Coast earthquakes makes it seem even more so around this area. That's to say nothing of hurricanes, wildfires, droughts, tornadoes, floods, the shaky economy, swarms of cicadas, famines, wars, and political bickering. George Jones notwithstanding, I think we need rocking chairs now more than ever. Not to mention the Rock of Ages. Fortunately, Mount Airy has more than its share of fine rocking chairs. Beyond the physical wicker and wooden chairs, Mount Airy, and truly all of beautiful Surrey County, also provide more abstract rocking chairs for the soul. And never more so than during Mayberry days. Our minds rock into a state of serenity and joy as we wander back and forth around town and soak up the weekend's continuous activity. One minute we catch a delicious whiff of grilling pork chop at the snappy lunch, maybe mixed with a hint of witch hazel from next door's Floyd barbershop. The next minute we're wide-eyed as we try to take in all the sights of Emmett Forrest's collection at the Andy Griffith Museum. At any given moment, there could be happy sounds coming from the Andy Griffith Playhouse or the Blackman Amphitheater. These sounds are most likely to be familiar tunes punctuated by applause and laughter. And wait, hey, is that fresh popcorn I hear popping over at the Earl? Let's pop on over there. Yeah. During Mayberry days, Mount Airy really rocks. And throughout the year, there's a calm cadence to the town that's not unlike a gentle rocking chair. Visitors and residents alike seem drawn to that timeless tempo. Like Man in a Hurry, Malcolm Tucker, we find ourselves frantically pacing when we first get to Mount Airy in Mayberry days. But, like Mr. Tucker, we eventually find ourselves settled into a comfortable and soothing rocking chair state of mind. Now, I could be totally off my rocker about this, but I don't think so. And I believe George Jones would agree. Just to be safe, though, I think I'll sit for a while, rock a bit, maybe peel an apple while I ponder some more about this. Yeah, that's the plan. As it turns out, Mayberry Days conveniently just happens to have an apple peeling contest. Folks, I tell you, Jim Clark just paints a nice picture in your mind, doesn't he? Going somewhere, sitting around, visiting with your friends, relaxing, talking to folks, just watching people walk by down the street. There's a lot of that in Mayberry. And, you know, I think sometimes in our lives we get into a lot of hurry. So, you know, like Reverend Tucker, like they said, what's your hurry? And Reverend Breen was there. I think we ought to just sit back every once in a while and just relax, kick our shoes off, sit on the front porch, wherever that might be in your family's home, and talk to one another. Visit and remember what Mayberry's all about. You guys are fans. I'm a huge fan. But why are we fans? I think it's because when we watch the Andy Griffith Show, it slows us down a little bit. We do have a lot going on, like Jim talked about. Hurricanes, wildfires, droughts, floods, shaky economy, all those things. But what's really important in our lives are those people around us that we can enjoy spending some time with and just enjoying the things that years from now you're going to remember. You'll remember those times sitting out on the front porch with your family, your grandparents, your parents, your kids. You'll remember those times. You're not going to remember a lot of the stuff you did that was rushing, driving from place to place to try to get your kids where they go, trying to get things done at work, staying extra and working hard. 10-15 years from now, you won't remember those things. But you're going to remember those times when you sat down in that rocking chair, visited with your friends and family, and enjoyed that Mayberry state of mind. I promise you, you're going to enjoy those things. Well, folks, I'm off right now, when you're hearing this, getting my Mayberry mindset straight, because I'm on the Mayberry cruise. So I've recorded this early. And I hope, even if you're not with me on the cruise, that just hearing some of this will get you to sit back and relax and take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Visit with them. See how they're doing. Now, I'm going to end the podcast tonight a little different. And I'll do that in a minute, but I want to hear from you. I want to hear about your memories of sitting on the front porch, sitting out in the yard in the folding up lawn chairs, sitting out and watching everybody play, or sitting out helping your aunt, you know, snap the green beans or maybe shuck corn. Let's hear some of those memories that are Mayberry type memories. Those are the kind of things I want you to bring to your mind. So I'd love to hear from you about them. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a comment there. Or you can go to facebook.com/twochairs and leave it there, leave some comments. Or even the best is, so I can hear your voice, you could call me at 888-684-8415. I'd love to hear from you. Now, this last little bit here, this is coming from the closing music I do when I do the Mayberry Bible Study podcast. Now, if you haven't heard that, you can go to MayberryBibleStudyPodcast.com. We've got 3 episodes out right now, and you can listen to them. You get to listen to an entire episode of The Andy Griffith Show. It's one of the public domain episodes is what we're doing. But this is the closing theme of that particular podcast, but I think it's real fitting for tonight's podcast as well. So, folks, I hope you have a great week. I'll be back with you recording this live in front of our chat room Monday after next, or next Monday when you're hearing it. So I want you to come and join us and sit down for a spell and talk to your friends and enjoy yourself. Slow down. Have fun there. But until then, keep that Mayberry spirit in your mind, and let's just listen to Mr. Tucker sing us out of the podcast. So, folks, I'll see you guys next time on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Right, bye.
No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. There's a church in the valley by the wildwood. No lovelier spot in the vale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Little brown church in the vale.